Welcome to Off the Charts, the Horse Racing Stakes Picks podcast. This is season 2, episode 33. I'm your host, Dave Ginsburg, with expert horse player Steve Duckhorn. How are you doing, Steve?
I'm doing great, Dave. Recording this on Good Friday, just a little bit after 3 o'clock. So we're at the kind of the bewitching hour of Christianity, but hopefully we'll lighten the load a little bit this afternoon.
And we'll have happy Easter to all our listeners, as well as happy Passover to our Jewish friends.
Absolutely.
And of one bit of news, we did hear that Mr. Paco Lopez, again, is not doing a very good job of riding out of Gulfstream Park. It looks like he got suspended for 60 racing days for his antics last week. Is that correct?
Yeah, so it was Sunday. It was the last race on Sunday. I had mentioned it to, actually just saw my sister a little while ago. We were out visiting my dad, and and I was just talking to her about she doesn't like Paco, so
many of us don't.
Well, the fact of the matter is he's a very talented jockey.
He's just very
reckless. So yes, in the last race on Sunday, he pretty much didn't turn his turn signal on and made a right turn right into a whole bunch of horses, and actually got DQ'd, and I got moved up and hit the late pick three. So
can't complain there, but
no, but yes, he coming off a 30-day suspension, back for a few weeks, and now on a 60-day suspension. So it's dangerous, Dave. It's a dangerous sport. So
they've got to
do something about it.
Make
no mistake. He's a talented jockey, though.
Yeah. Maybe he'll learn from this. We don't know. But we're about, 2 weeks away from the Kentucky Derby. So it's going to be a little slow here the next couple weeks. But we'll be ready to start talking about the top 20 horses that will be racing in the Race of the Roses. So let's go ahead and get started here. And let's let you know to visit our website at offthechartshorseracing.com. At the top of the page, find all the links and all the ways you can listen to us. We have all your bases covered. Just click a link. Be sure you join us on our Facebook group. The link there is also on our website, where you can check out any posts and topics we talk about. If you want to listen to us on your Amazon Echo, all you have to do is ask Echo to play Off the Charts Horse Racing on TuneIn, and it will play you the latest episode. As always, make sure you're following us on Twitter at Off the Charts HR, as Steve may post any late day changes or maybe other picks he finds. As well as, we'd love to have you visit our Patreon page for donations, patreon.com/offthechartshorseracing. Please donate to our podcast, and all you have to do is click the link at the top there to become a Patreon at the top right, and the next page will bring you to a win, place, and show donations for monthly, or you can click custom pledge, where you have an option to make a one-time donation. We thanks for your support. Really appreciate it. We'll review last week's races that you had, that you handicapped. This week's going to be a bit of light. Just two stakes races, one at Keeneland, one at Santa Anita. And you have a brief nugget segment this week talking about win betting. Let's go ahead and talk about last week.
Yeah, so one thing I wanted to say, hey, Zeke, donate to our podcast. You keep texting me looking for picks, you know. throw in the usual buck.
Donate. Come on,
for
donate.
God's sake.
Come on, donate,
right,
Zeke.
That was a public service announcement I needed to make.
That's okay. If he's listening, you know.
Oh, he listens, and he always is asking for a shout out, you know, without anything reciprocal going back on the other side. So, you know, it's you know, click on the link, Zeke. It's called Patreon. All right. Anyways, Dave.
We love you, Zeke.
We do. Review of last week. So four graded stakes races, including the Arkansas Derby, Dave, which I said I was going to tweet out. We had two top two pick winners out of those four graded stakes races. But, you know, in full transparency, the last couple of weeks have really been very, very chalky in terms of the stakes races that have been had. And, you know, as I'm sure the listeners who listen often are getting used to, I often will put these odds on horses in the morning line as our second pick and try to beat those picks with some horses at a price. And, you know, favorites do win, Dave, and they even win in these stakes races. So anyways, two top two pick winners, 416. Actually, I think it's 418 stakes races, handicap, Dave, 188 top two pick winners, 45%. And so that's kind of just a recap of last week.
Very good. Let's go ahead and move on to the nug segment this week. You wanted to talk a little bit about win betting. It's something you don't do too often, but interesting to hear what your insights are on this week.
Yeah, Dave, and it's really funny because I used to be nothing but a win better. Yeah. But I was reminded in an email from that we received from our friend Chuck a few weeks ago, who, you know, is very very conscientious listener and always kind of sends us an editorial after every podcast.
We love you, Chuck, too.
We do. But one of the things he did mention was, especially for people just getting started betting the races, he reminded me that of that old idea that the higher the odds of the horse, the more that you should be betting. And it actually goes against human nature. It's not what we have a tendency to do. Actually, we have a tendency to bet a lot of money on those really low priced horses that we like. Mm-hmm. And the longer the price is, the less we bet on them. Actually, Dave, the way to make money at the racetrack is to bet more money the higher the price is on the horse that you like.
Right.
And less money when the odds are low. That's how you make money at the racetrack. So I did want to mention that. I thought it was a good point by Chuck.
And
I like it because it's contrarian to human nature, and I am a contrarian. So I just wanted to mention that really quickly about win betting.
Very good. Let's move on, and we will talk about the two races you have handicapped this week. The first one is at Keeneland. It's the ninth race. It's a mile and a half, a nice long distance on the turf. It's a grade two. It's the running of the Dixiana Elkhorn. And the purse is $250,000 for four-year-olds and upward. Give us your picks.
Yeah, Dave, even though I only handicapped two races for this podcast, I found some interesting plays. So hopefully we'll catch something here.
Sure.
I'm going to make the five-horse, Dave. Canazar, our top selection. Arnett Delacour is the trainer. We get Fergal Lynch as the jockey, 6-1 in the morning line. This horse is second off a layoff, having raced at Gulfstream Park the last time out at a mile and a half in the Pan American. Did grab the lead in the middle of the race and came up just a tad short. I know that we had this horse in as one of our picks in the top three in that the race, that Pan American race. Mm-hmm. I really think this horse needed the race. Has produced some triple digit buyer speed figures, and like the document that we've been asking people to read about Keeneland, this horse does come from Gulfstream, where most of the winners who show up at Keeneland have previously raced, so it kind of fits that profile. So let's make the five horse, Dave, Canazar, our top selection in this ninth race at Keeneland on Saturday. Our second selection, Dave, we're going to go to the eight horse. The eight horse is Red Knight. Bill Mott trains. We get Luis Saez as the jockey, 5-1 the morning line. Nine turf starts for this horse, Dave. Six wins, a second and a third. So eight out of the nine times this horse has been on turf, it's been in the money. Saez is coming back to back on this horse, having won the Ellen Jerkins last time, 2 mile race at Gulfstream, Dave. That's a pretty long race. You know, one of the things I had mentioned on a previous podcast is that if I'm going to play a horse off a win, I like to see that the horse can string wins together. And if I look at these past performances that are available to us here, you can see a couple blocks of races there where this horse has won three in a row and then two in a row. So looks like once this horse gets good, he's very capable of stringing multiple wins together. That was a really powerful move the last time. Look at this, Dave. This horse went from 14 lengths back to in the lead in a quarter of a mile. I mean, that's a pretty sweet move from ninth, 14 lengths back to the lead. So this horse definitely shows that he can make the right move at the right time. And Saez, as I said, got used to this horse the last time. So let's make the eight horse, Dave, Red Knight, our second selection in this ninth race at Keeneland on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And our third and final selection, I'm going to play a little bit of a price play here. I'm going to take the two horse, Hunter O'Reilly, Jimmy Toner trains Joel Rosario, the jockey. This horse is 15-1 in the morning line, Dave. Nice. This horse has produced a 104 buyer speed figure. But really what was interesting to me is as I started to look about at the jockeys that have kind of been on this horse, at least most recently, I kind of like the jockey change here to Joel Rosario, a little bit more of an aggressive rider than Tyler Gaffleon, Flevin Pratt, Florent Giroux. Certainly Franco's a, you know, is a hard rider, but then he gets Giroux again twice in a row. He's had Lanieri on his back. I kind of think maybe this is the right jockey for the right situation. And Dave, by the way, Rosario is pushing all the buttons right now at Keeneland. Yeah. 38%. So I thought this might be a nice price play to put in our selections, Dave. So let's make the two horse Hunter O'Reilly our third and final selection. Let me also make just a quick comment. Zulu Alpha is out of the 10 hole. This horse is 8-5 in the morning line. This thing is going to get, in my opinion, going to overbet. We go from Irad Ortiz to Jose Ortiz, which is not a positive jockey switch as it relates to being on the turf, in my opinion. Certainly, I like Zulu Alpha as a horse, and I've certainly picked this horse before. But I think this horse is going to get over bet, Dave, and I'm going to try to beat this horse as one of our top three picks. So to summarize, Dave, Keeneland's ninth race on Saturday, our selections are going to be 5-8-2.
All right, and then we're going to move on to the race at Santa Anita here. And this is the fifth race at Santa Anita. Let me pull up our programs here, go out to the West Coast. And I lost my place here, but that happens. Just like okay, we have so to do that.
Fifth race, yep.
It is the fifth race. And it's a short distance. It's 6.5 furlongs. Mm-hmm. It's a grade two. It's the Kona Gold, $200,000 for three-year-olds and upward. Give us your picks.
Short race. Short field,
yeah, short field,
but I found this a price. All right. So I'm going to make the four horse, Dave, the four horse Zatter, our top selection in this fifth race at Santa Anita on Saturday. We get Bob Baffert training. We get Drayton Van Dyke, otherwise known as DVD.
I never thought of that. That's good.
Yeah. As our jockey, 10-1 in the morning line. Hey, Dave, we get third off a layoff. We get a bullet workout. That's a nice bullet workout there at that four furlong, 47-2. Handily, we get Van Dyke, who is rides for at 38% for Baffert. You know, Baffert's got two of them in here, and I'll mention the other one here in a few minutes. Yeah. You know, we've got a nice four-year-old colt in here. So in the prime of this horse's horse racing season. Interesting, Dave, this horse hadn't raced since 2017 when it started its comeback trail there in January of this past year. So obviously, this horse was a well-meant horse early in its 2-year-old career. Ran, if you look at some of the horses race against it, ran second at Bolt to Bolt de Oro and at Del Mar Futurity. And, so, you know, I feel like there's some back class in here, and I feel like, you know, Baffert's been trying to race this horse into form.
Yeah.
And obviously maybe bounced a little bit off that last performance after the 88 down to a 72. But certainly the bullet workout shows me that this horse is feeling good. And we get 10-1 with a top trainer and a jockey that he likes to use. So I'm going to make the four horse Dave Zatter our top selection in this fifth race at Santa Anita on Saturday. Mm-hmm. Our second selection, Dave, is going to be the three horse. The three horse is All Out Blitz. We get Simon Callahan training. We get Tyler Bays as the jockey, 4-1 the morning line. This horse won the last time with Tyler. Tyler's been on this horse the last couple of times. But what I've really identified here, Dave, is two really tough post positions, 9 out of 19 the last time and 10 out of 14 the time before that. I also like a horse going, coming off a distance race there on a mile and 16th, cut back to 6.5 last time and won at today's distance. This horse looked like he's really rounded into shape, and you can't go wrong in my mind with Tyler Bays in stakes races at Santa Anita. So I'm going to make the three horse Dave All Up Blitz our second selection. And our third and final selection, Dave, I will go to the one horse. The one horse is Dr. Door. We get Bob training again. We get Joey Talamo, or Talamo as Chuck likes to say, at 9 to 5 in the morning line. This horse is 2 for 2 at the distance, has won 5 of 9 starts at Santa Anita in his career, has thrown a 108 buyer speed figure in its past performances. Last year at around this time at Santa Anita, Talamo has won with this horse multiple times, second off a layoff. But Dave, this horse has moved into its 6-year-old season. Yep. And I, you know, again, it would not surprise me if this horse's ability and talent starts to tail off a tad. And I think, you know, 9 to 5 is probably a little bit too rich for me from a, from a betting standpoint on a horse that I'm sure will get over bet. But, and also if you take a look at this horse's PPs, it looks like Bob likes to stretch this horse out after a few sprint races. Though, as I said, this horse is 2 for 2 at this distance. Maybe Bob's setting this thing up for a longer race for a bigger purse. But I will make Dr. Dorr our third and final selection, Dave, the one horse. So to summarize, Santa Anita's 5th race on Saturday, our selections are going to be 4-3-1.
That the one horse is at the owner. The owner is at that's Baffert's wife, isn't it?
Yeah, Joan. Yeah.
Or it says, oh, yeah, Natalie J. The other guy I noticed here with the breeder, Jack Klugman, is that the actual Jack Klugman I'm thinking it is?
Where are you seeing that?
The breeder.
Oh, absolutely. The breeder is, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Klugman was a huge horse racing guy.
That's true. I didn't realize that. I forgot about that. But yeah, he's passed many years ago. So obviously 6 years ago, this horse was around.
Yeah, I don't think he's breeding him. He might be breeding something else right now, Dave. But
yeah, he's up in the sky. So anyway, I just saw that as I was looking here, and I thought we got to chuckle.
Jill Baffert's wife.
That's right, Natalie J. So Jill.
So yeah.
So he's.
Yeah, it's Jill.
She's the owner.
Thank you, Google. It's like, you know, I should know Jill Baffert. I've seen her like 10 million times on television and heard her talk 1,000 times. So her first name must really be Natalie, which is kind of interesting.
I did not know that.
Anyways, Dave, race 5, Santa Anita, Saturday, 4-3-1, kind of like that long shot, the 4-horse.
Throw the tangent there, sorry. Okay. It was, so we had some fun there. Let's wrap it up. Make sure you visit our website, offthechartshorseracing.com. There's all the links up there. You can visit us, go on Twitter, follow us at OffTheChartsHR. Any updates, race day changes, other picks. If you have any questions, you want to email us, questions@offthechartshorseracing.com. And closing comments, I wanted to mention something I didn't say this to. One of the megastars in the sports world for sports broadcasting, Chet Kopick, passed away this past week. Did you have any memories of him? Did you listen to him at all?
Dave, religiously.
I know, that's what I thought. I wanted to kind of mention that because...
Your dime, your dance floor.
Yeah, so it was very... This is
Kopick on sports, man. Usually have the best sports radio talk show long before sports radio talk shows were popular.
He was the godfather.
He was, and also I noticed this week that Scott Sanderson, who used to pitch for the Cubs, passed away, and I mean, Scott used to play in the same youth baseball circles that I used to play in as a kid. So my buddies and I were all just kind of texting about that during the course of the week. So, you know, it's funny, Dave, my final comment was going to be about old age. You know, I mean, I kind of, I look at Bob Baffert's wife and I'm like, I know who, you know, I know her name. And yet, you know, my short term senility pops in every once in a while. I mean, literally there's people I meet on the street that I've known for years and I have to, you know, go through my memory bank to try to remember their names. So, yeah, old age is it sucks, Dave. It does.
Chet was a one of a kind, the godfather of the sports radio here in Chicago, and we're gonna miss him. 70 years old. Very sad. Very sad. Didn't have much involvement in the horse racing, but I know that just of our interest, we like. I wanted to mention that.
I love that guy. Yeah. Absolutely.
Any other comments about the racing for the rest of this week?
No, Dave, it's just, you know, it's a light menu.
Yeah.
It will be for the next couple of weeks. And
it's kind of anticipate that. We'll come up with some good stuff with you guys for the next couple of weeks before the Derby.
Everyone should brace for the Oaks Derby
podcast,
which
that'll be our big one.
Last year's podcast, Oaks Derby. Derby podcast was our most downloaded podcast of all time. So
yeah,
hopefully we'll break that record.
We want people to listen, so be prepared for that in 2 weeks. 2 weeks is coming before you know it. So anyways, thanks for listening. Thanks for joining us. Good luck and good racing.